Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Oh, it's time to hustle and shine. Another day that the Lord has made. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It is a high of 95. Currently, cousins, it is 71 at Houston Lake.
Hi, D.
Woo! What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Video Game Day?
Okay. I'm feeling good. Feeling good, feeling great. Shout out to all my Madden players out there. Add me on PSN so I can smack you up one time at B. Shining. But yeah, today we got a special guest coming in at 7 o'clock hour, D.
Yeah, excited for that. TMG goes down at your 23s. Got a few interesting things to talk about, including T.I. finally reflects on that picture of him with the shoulder pads in the club.
Oh, no.
He tells us a little bit more of a backstory on why he looked like that.
Your motivation in 10 minutes. But to then, hump it out. Come on.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Release yourself from the need to need. Let go of the desperation to take and consume, and allow the genuine fulfillment that comes from what you give and create. Enjoy living the moment you're in, unencumbered by resentment of what has been or fear of what might come. Express the true richness that is constantly around you, within you, and moving through you. Focus less on what should have been and what could have been. Put your energy into all that is and the best that can be. Escape the exhaustion of empty, artificial desires. Direct your attention toward expanding the richness and fullness of life. Choose activities that transform passing time into enduring value. Fill your thoughts with so much appreciation that no space remains for craving. Reduce the needless needs in your life. You'll dramatically increase opportunities for freedom and fulfillment. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time, high of 93. Currently, it is 68 and sunny in Grandview. Rapper Jim Jones sat down and said that his style is his style, regardless if he was in high school or super grown now.
How the fuck I'm too old to dress like myself and your niggas is dressing like me? It's dope to see now that fashion that I implement in the game is more prevalent now than it was when I started it.
I don't know. All right. I think everybody has their own individual, you know, taste when it comes to that type thing.
Of course.
I just feel like me as Brian, as a grown ass 40-year-old, there's a point where you got to elevate. You had to elevate your imagery a little bit.
Yeah.
I cannot be dressing the same how I did when I was 25 years old. Like there's no elevation. Like, did you grow or not? To me.
Yeah. And I get that. On the other end too, it's like you still gotta be yourself. But I do agree with what you're saying is, but I think it's a misconception. I think it's a misconception that when you get older or there's an age limit on certain things. And there's not, because
I'm starting to get to that point. I'm conflicted in that.
I think that when I thought I was younger, I would be like, oh, I'll dress more girly, but that's not my swag. You know what I'm saying? When the time to show up is to show up, I'm going to do that. I need to put on a dress and do some heels. I'm going to do it when it needs to be done. But I mean,
I'm conflicted with having gray hairs and then still wearing jogging suits every single day.
If you don't put some jet black on that thing,
nah, man, I'm
tripping.
Nah, I'm talking about like, at some point when you 50 or something, bro, throw some slacks on, dog. Like you don't need
to
be wearing.
It's strict, ain't it?
I don't feel like.
I get what you're saying, though. I understand.
Just, you know, whatever. Yeah. Not every day.
Yeah. You shouldn't be wearing full-on bedazzled outfits at 45.
Thank you.
I do agree with that. Like that, you look crazy. I just saw a picture of Ginuwine. Shout out to Ginuwine. But he was dressed like, you know, Wayne. It's like, bro, what is...
Right.
I don't even know how old Ginuwine is, but I know you're too old for that.
50-something.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, pack him up. Other news, it appears there's too much going on in the basement with Emmy-winning DJ and radio personality Big Tigger, as new leaked footage shows him and his estranged wife, Alicia Brown, struggling over a phone.
Tigger, get off
my phone.
Do you not see Autumn cry?
Stop. I'm not doing that. She dropped.
Bro. You're literally stepping on her.
I'm not stepping on her, Alex.
Bro, just get off her. She's going to give you...
I'm not on her at all. Give me my phone.
Get off of me,
Give
Tigger.
Me my phone.
See, if I was anybody else, you wouldn't be doing it.
You say so. Give me my phone.
Bro, just get off her. You can buy a new phone.
Get off of me!
Mr. Tigger!
There's so many ways this conversation could go. I do want to add the context to that video. From what you see versus what you hear sounds completely different. You hear him also saying, give me back my phone. And it was just a lot of chaos, a lot of motion. So clearly they got some issues or had some issues.
So them situations at home, y'all, like, it is so hard to regulate emotion when things are out of control like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray that everybody can have their best, warmest heart in those situations and let bygones be bygones the best you can, because it can turn and at the snap of a finger, man. So just try to remain self-composed at all times, especially in those situations.
And aside from that, Alicia Brown, Big Tigger's estranged wife, she's also facing new legal trouble after being arrested in Georgia on a kidnapping-related warrant out of Maryland. Now, this comes after a lot of people mentioned it on social media, but investigators are saying the warrants are connected to the 2019 disappearance of her then 10-year-old daughter, Aaliyah Brown.
Oh, this is
and
odd.
I've been seeing a lot of people raise a lot of questions about a lot of people's character, I'll say.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103. Damn.
So, D, families, nonprofits, they are bracing for the impacts of snap cuts due to Trump's one big beautiful bill.
With the help that we get for her to be here, it saves us lots of money. She loves it. She's a whole new girl. Everything's expensive nowadays, and you gotta pay that extra than you used to before.
It's the largest single cut to the SNAP program in the program's history. The payment error rate is commonly misconceived as waste, fraud, and abuse, and it simply isn't. It's technical errors that happen in the application process. There is no way that food banks across the country can fill the gap left behind by SNAP. Full stop. For example, it auto-enrolls so many people into the school meals program.
So SNAP is fully funded by the federal government right now, but starting October of 27, states might have to spend millions to keep benefits for low-income families. And you think Missouri is going and or Kansas is going to keep up with that? I don't know. But this pardon is up to 6%. And so if states like Missouri and Kansas are unable to get below that, then they'll be on the hook for that money. So come next year, Missouri will be on the hook for $151 million, and Kansas is looking at $40 million. So you already know there are going to be way more cuts coming for many more families who depend on this stuff. And then one of the families who was brought up in that segment we just played, her monthly SNAP benefit is $1,300, which is a lifeline for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take that away, yeah. And it's like, what do they do?
What do you do and what do you have? And the story that this doesn't even tell is how many hoops that people have to jump through to like reapply because these changes. And my mom, I've spoken about it on the show, my mom receives benefits because she's on disability because of her health situation. So as a family, we have family meetings consistently to say, hey, what are we going to do? What do you have so that you should be okay if they do cut these things? So, hey, if you have somebody in your family, for real, especially elderly, make sure that you have those conversations and you all are trying to put some type of plan together and set some money aside just in case those get cut tremendously.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
So if you're in KCK and you're on the east side of KCK, you've been waiting for somebody to do something with that Indian Springs Mall site forever, at least 20 plus years. Well, it seems as if negotiations have broke down once again with the UG of KCK.
Development in the eastern core of our city continues to be killed. In the same week, the county administrator resigned. The economic development director was arrested. So when the UG lawyer says they were negotiating, who is behind the scenes actually negotiating?
Our staff has spent too much time having these conversations. And every time they report back to us, it feels like we just aren't getting where we needed to go. For me, we need to move on.
We're left out of everything. It's mind-boggling to me. We've had a number of great developers come in with major projects that they wanted to do, and for some reason, they have been shut down, been denied.
So Wyandotte County Commissioners voted 4-1 to terminate the request for proposal for the former Indian Springs Mall site, which it's sat vacant for years, dealing a blow to a developer who had been working on a housing and retail concept for that property. One of the voices you heard in that excerpt was Eric Murray, the developer with the Eastside Innovation. And he first presented his Midtown Station concept to the commission all the way back in 2022. So they've been negotiating, you know, since then over 4 years now. And so he was saying that he had been negotiating with the unified government staff for the past 18 months and says the project will require no financial guarantee from Wyandotte County taxpayers, no dollars from the general fund, and no county contribution, relying largely on pay-as-you-go TIF structure. And he believed that the project would generate between $66 and $67 million for the UG between now and 2045. But there's been stalls in negotiations. Mm-hmm. As he said, somebody got arrested. And he's asking, like, who was actually negotiating these things? So, like, I don't know.
Lots of questions, man. It sound like.
Yeah, hella questions. So, but we need, like, KCK needs that, though. I remember going to Indian Springs Mall with my grandmother sometimes. You know, it was a Montgomery Ward there or a Sears there or whatever. So, you know, she would always like to go there. But, yeah, that could definitely use some uplifting right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hopefully the actual community around that is actually giving their input. Because we might be saying they need it, you know, but does the community overall want it?
I think they do. Because I think, okay, like talking with Myron, mm-hmm, you know, he talks fondly about Indian Springs Mall over there in KCK. So. Yeah. We got you back, cousin.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Oh, cousins, we love you. Everybody who's tapping in on that Hot 103 Jams app, you can download that to your smartphone. Just search Hot 103 Jams in any app store that you like. Also, shout out to the cousins who's tapping in on the Hot 103 Jams stream. You can check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. Just search Hot 103 Jams and check me and D out live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. And you out riding around and get it? Well, on the 119th and I-35 and Olathe. Are you on 87th and I-35?
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about that right there. Hey, shout out to the cousins that's on I-435 and Blue Parkway. Chill out, slow down. Or are you coming from I-70 and I-435 in KCK? Wherever you are in the town, however you getting it. Thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in this world, cousin.
But you decided to be here with us, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shout out,
it's time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Shout out to the cousins that are in our comments on the Facebook live stream. We appreciate you. Shout out to Toy Nicole said, cousins, good morning. Send a couple emojis in there. We appreciate you. Carver, Stacy, Henrietta, Coachella. What's poppin'? Hope y'all having an amazing hump day. We almost there, LaMonica Logan voice. And then also that text line, you know it's thumping as always. Carmen Nard say, good morning, cousins. Happy hump day.
Good morning.
One of our cousins from the 816 said, top of the morning, KC. Have a blessed and a beautiful day, y'all.
How many people he sent that to?
Right. We in the algorithm. Yeah. Good morning, beautiful. Shout out to Anastasia said, good morning to co-worker Tiffany. Good luck at work today. That sounds like you're not going to be there. That's what that sounds like.
Sounds like she ain't finna do nothing.
Yeah, that too. Saying good luck to somebody else to pick up the slack or something like that. Hey, Anastasia, though. Happy birthday to twin daughters. They're 28 today, Savannah and Sydney. Aww. Your mama said, love you down. Anthony Drone, happy hump day. Matthew, big love to him. And he's shouting out Miles from Hot 103 Jams. Yeah, okay. Shout out to Miles. The help and support of your actions helped. Keep it popping. Only on Hot 103 Jams. Ooh, to keep it popping. Turn you up.
You know it.
Yeah, shout out to Miles for always holding us down, especially with the equipment. We
appreciate
it. Thanks
for fixing the camera, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate your genius. Also, big love to Stacey Davis sending us some love. Good morning. Happy hump day. Sent over. From Rich Harris. Anastasia said, yeah, I'm working from home today. I know that's right. You better.
She texting live.
Yeah, we love the live text. We appreciate you all so much. Of course, we got Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Appreciate that, too.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time. It is a high of 94. Currently, cousin, it is also 72 in Topeka. Drewski opens up about what Kevin Hart's mentorship has meant to his journey behind the scenes.
He saw something in me during that time, and he had like a deep talk with me just about like how far do you really want to take it? And I think one of the funniest guys in the world is a legend of comedy, but he got very serious, and that made me take everything to a whole nother level after that conversation we had.
Yeah, them skits is just changing everything. I think it's changing comedy. Like,
you think so?
The way that he's doing the skits, mm-hmm. and he's really getting under people's skin with it, which is the goal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, shout out to Drewski. I saw a video of him like celebrating after the award ceremony.
The shebang.
With the shebang song.
Very
it was just
nice.
Like, I got goosebumps. Yeah, like I was so happy because like you really stayed at it, you still doing it, and you're on a bigger level.
And I can see us being there at that point.
Oh, absolutely.
At one point.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
All. So I'm happy for him.
Yeah, being happy for other people is important too. I'm going to mention that too.
Facts.
Switching gears. Y'all remember that picture of T.I.?
Why you bringing this up?
You remember that picture of T.I.? He was in the club with a headband on, shoulder pads, like a football player.
Looking
well,
terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
For why. Halloween, man.
Wait, let him explain it first.
First of all, which you not knowing,
please.
It was Halloween. I don't really dress up for Halloween. You know what I mean? My old lady wanted to dress up for Halloween. She wanted to, I said, all right, cool. I got me a jersey.
Well, who were you?
I was big.
That's so much happening, bro.
It's the Eagles.
This is wild.
Hey, man. Again, it's Halloween.
Fam, so
did anybody know? I mean, I guess we assumed he was Michael Vick. It would have helped if he had some dogs nearby. I don't know.
Stop! Why are you doing that?
He had
the number 7 Philly jersey.
I didn't see
on.
I'm just saying, if he would have had a couple pits next to him, I would have known what it was.
You are out of line right now.
I'm just saying.
So I'm just saying, like, the thing that annoyed me the most about that picture was it was a fake Eagles jersey.
Fuck!
It wasn't even real. Like
it was a gas station.
Yes, it was a gas station fake Eagles jersey. T, how you could afford a real Michael Vick jersey at the time? Come on.
And he wasn't finna waste it on no Halloween. I'm sure Tiny Tiny forced him to do it.
T.I.?
He pulled up on 47th and saw the tent and got him a jersey.
Oh,
just like that. Ow.
Shout out to the bootleg, man. Y'all pockets finna run it up.
We're
in a minute.
I'm scamming. Ow. No, we kid.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, aka Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
We got Save KC in the building with us this morning, D.
We've had recent conversations with our Jackson County prosecutor, Melissa Johnson, and we also have had many conversations with Mayor Quinn Lucas, who is also on the board for Save KC. They help move individuals away from lives close to violence before it is too late, and they are here to tell us more. Ladies and gentlemen, could you please get close on the mic, introduce yourselves to our cousins out there.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Molly. I am the Project Director Services for Save KC. And here with me, I got Ashley, who is one of our community support specialists for the services team.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, we are excited to be here. We also have Sammy, our community engagement specialist, too.
Well, thank you all for making the time to come on and talk more about Save KC. What is it overall? Like, our cousins need to know.
Yes, Save KC is our Kansas City's focused deterrence program. Basically, focused deterrence, what that means is that we are focusing the majority of our efforts and resources on a very small portion of the population involved in gang and group violence in Kansas City. The way that that shows up in our city is kind of in three ways. We do custom notifications. That means that we go out to individuals' homes who maybe have been victims of violence recently, or, you know, have been identified as being close to violence and may need that courtesy knock on the door that we are here to help, sit in their living room, show that the help is at their door, you know, invite them to one of our call-in meetings. Those call-ins are our intervention meetings where individuals who come get to hear a message of, we need to stop the violence and we need your help in order to do that. Everybody has their role in stopping violence in Kansas City, but those closest to the streets are really going to be the ones that makes that change for us. Mm-hmm. And then finally, engagement and services. So coming to work with me and my team. If somebody is saying, you know, I'm ready to give up that street life, I just need help, I just don't know what to do to get out of street violence, come work with us and we'll walk with you. We don't have the answers every day, but you're not going to face it alone.
I wanted to ask you all about the homicide drop of 40% among group members. What has been the main contributor you feel like has been for that drop?
Well, I think it's hard to just pinpoint one, you know, main contributor to that. But I think one of the biggest parts of Save KC is those call-in meetings that we've had. We've had 8 of those meetings and almost 100 attendees to those meetings. And everybody that's sitting in that meeting gets that same message of violence needs to stop. And the hope is that they take that message and go out to their networks or their friends and let them know, hey, they're not playing with us. You know, we need to take a step back, listen to that message, take it for exactly what it is, and move different. So I think having that many people attend those meetings has very, very much so helped. And then also that we got 70 people engaged in our program. I mean, that's a lot of individuals to be working with and, you know, doing very well in their life and spending more time on a job or doing something positive than maybe what they had previously been doing.
Now, we've heard a lot about violence prevention, but this sounds exactly what we hear Mariquin Lucas speak about. So when it comes to Save KC, our cousins want to know, how can we support?
Yeah, just spreading the word about Save KC and the importance of supporting the work that we do. I mean, we have, you know, hundreds of organizations in Kansas City that provide resources and services to the community. Not everybody wants to work with the population that we work with and knows how to support. If you're wondering if you can support, call us. Look up our website, call our number, say, you know, I've got support in legal advocacy, I got support in a food pantry, I got support for transitional housing. Mm-hmm. How can I help? And we will set up a meeting and talk further about it, but just reach out. Because we need help from everybody in the community in order to do this. We're not going to be able to save KC by ourselves by any means.
I know there's 2 main things that I point out whenever D and I were talking about these stories around Kansas City of violence is mediation, one, is heavily needed. Mm-hmm. And two, I know a lot of things start on the internet and how it can spread like wildfire. Anything for our cousins that maybe they on a precipice right now. They're feeling really emotional about somebody saying something about them on the internet. Can you just spread a word of encouragement for them to not do that?
I mean, everything is seen by everybody nowadays, you know, and so tracking on social media is at an all-time high. I mean, everything is just so heightened, but one decision can change the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many individuals that we've worked with that maybe didn't take the message seriously about Save KC are now the ones calling us on the jail phone like, oh, I should have really taken you guys seriously and taken advantage of your services, or calling from the feds like, keep doing your work, I'll be out in 3 years, I'm still going to need you.
Yeah, that's
you know, like one decision can change your life. And just in 2026 alone, we've had 113 crisis interventions with our team. Alone, just us. That's not talking about all the other organizations that are doing crisis interventions, but those are potentially violent incidents that didn't happen because one of us showed up or did something to help de-escalate that with that individual. I mean, you don't see that in the statistic. That's not on the homicide or the non-fatal shooting data because nothing happened. That's important. And everybody can help in the community when it comes to de-escalation, mediating, conflict resolution. We need it badly.
If you want to support Save KC, just go to savekc.org and make sure you also reach out to them and just learn more and check out that entire website. Yeah. We do appreciate you all stopping by to
tell
us more.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
You feel me?
Today's word is something that I feel like I recently used, B. You might have heard me say it. It's Tinder.
Okay.
Not a chicken tender.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The word is Tinder. T-E-N-D-E-L. It's similar to simp. We've talked about that word too. But maybe, you know, maybe you got that one friend that when they get that special phone call from somebody, they get to blushing.
You feel me?
Oh, what you was doing yesterday?
You know, maybe. Maybe something like that. You know, it could be, it's defined more so as someone that, you know, they show their affection, attention. Yeah, baby. And they might even show their vulnerableness for that person.
Like that?
Sure. But yeah, Tinder.
I said what I said.
And, you know, we take it outside of romantic. It could just be somebody that is maybe a little sensitive. You just got to be careful certain things in general. You just like, okay, let me make sure I word things properly or whatever.
You just time to get it up and make it happen.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, please.
We can get it out.
But Tinder, use it on maybe like a friend of yours that you just know they head over for heels. Like, it's really that crush phase that you have for somebody.
You're looking pretty thick.
And, you know, you just want to spice up the conversation. I can't believe she said that, but maybe, you know, you just see somebody and you just like, you can always tell when somebody's on the phone with somebody romantically.
You
can? Absolutely.
How?
I can tell.
Like, they're better when they're thick.
It's conversation.
I don't want the weight gone.
Like,
keep it on.
Why you whispering? You don't really whisper, my brother. Like, what are you, what's going on? You starting, you
because
saying pet names?
I cannot say this out loud.
You're That's looking my point. Pretty thick.
You over there saying pet names like, oh, I'll call you back, mushy pushy.
That's your one of your pet names?
I've never said that before. I was trying to find something I never said.
It's getting a little
I'm not
going to
give out my game. Yeah, tell somebody that Tinder today if you see them maybe on the phone with their husband or their wife and you see them getting a little mushy. Something like that. Tinder.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to them.
That's
okay?
The word for the day. Use it. Don't abuse it.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:27 on your time.
Damn.
It is a high of 94, currently cousin 77 at Park College. These little kids at church remix Young Miami Spin That, but for the Lord.
Cause the cold, that devil don't want no smoke. Breaking chains and saving souls. My blood with the whole world knows. Stacking blessings to the old world cold. That devil don't want no smoke. Give God praise, give God praise. Give God praise, break those chains, give God praise.
They said breaking chains and, okay, wait. Breaking chains and selling. Okay, something like that. Saving souls, that's what it was. I like that.
Period.
I think I hear the first Chief song of the season on the way.
I gotta be to this, huh?
Man.
Yep. Loading.
Let me see if
doing?
I can make
what
up
we
something.
Doing?
Where are my Kansas City Chiefs fans at? Arrowhead is well packed. Okay, we you know, all we need is just a start of something. We can spark it, and then we'll carry on a little later on.
Heavy old dad.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's cancer season. Happy birthday to those tenacious, clingy, but yet observant cancers.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hands
send
up.
It over a happy birthday to actor, rapper, and comedian. He's best known as portraying Notorious B.I.G. in the film Notorious. Happy birthday to Jamal Woolen. A happy birthday to actor and director Rocky Curl. A big happy birthday to rapper, singer, songwriter, and actor who started acting at a very young age. The son of Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. Happy birthday to Jada. A big happy birthday to actor, model, and photographer. You know him well as Calvin Payne off Tyler Perry's House of Payne and several other hit shows. Happy birthday to Lance Gross. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to one of my favorite actresses, dancer, and jazz singer, she tore down her role as Big Didi on the sitcom Half and Half. Happy birthday to Valerie Pettiford.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kwame Pendleton, Sylvia Roachlin, and Giselle Melissa. Happy birthday, Susan Renee, Miranda Bennett, and MJ Garrett. Sending birthday love to Quita Love, Lisa Renee Davis, and Brittany Garrett. Happy birthday, Eric Tyler. And a special happy birthday to twins Jeanette Price and Janine Johnson, plus everybody else born on July 8th. Happy birthday, Cancer. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. What you doing on this hump day?
Hey, I just got my kids off at camp.
No, that's right.
What flavor air freshener you got in there?
Black ice.
Of course.
That's only right. All right, cousin, we got two tickets to the Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival. It's going down this weekend. You also got a choice, but in order to even get that far, you got to finish these lyrics. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Know myself enough to know when it's time to let go.
Sing.
All I really want is to be happy.
Where you at? Huh? Oh my God. And the final Lord is mine. It will be so sweet.
Happy.
Oh my God.
Oh, all she knows is happy.
Yeah, yeah. She booed you up. D, we might need a boo. We might need a boo soundtrack. Yeah, we might need that.
That's okay. I'm rooting for everybody black, so we gonna let you win today. You get those two tickets for Missouri Wine and Jazz Festival, the historic 18th Divine Jazz District. You have a choice between Brian Cobison on Saturday or Najee on Sunday, but who that plus one gonna be?
My little mayor friend, my boo friend.
Don't say too much now.
Right, she said a lot. A lot and a little.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up and caught up at the same time.
Hot 103 Jams and Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, everybody. Please welcome Dr. Shayna Sanders with Pharmaceutical Moments.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shayna. Did you know type 2 diabetes can be reversible? In type 2, the pancreatic function is working, but there is an insulin resistance and deficiency that can be highly associated with physical inactivity, obesity, a family history, and presence of other comorbid conditions. How can you tell? Symptoms include an increase of thirst, urination, hunger, weight gain, a lack of energy, blurry vision, and yeast infections. The American Diabetes Association recommends at least 30 minutes of exercise with moderate intensity at least 5 days a week. Eating your dinner earlier in the evening, then going for a nice brisk evening stroll will be beneficial as well. Eliminate smoking and eat a well-balanced meal. For examples and healthy recipes, visit diabetes.org. Please consult with your primary care physician to have your blood sugar levels checked.
You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.